As Lie the Dead by Kelly Metting. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2010 by Kelly Metting. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Kelly Metting, care of Lions Literary, LLC, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Friday, 5:56 a.m. Deep red bled into the pre-dawn sky above the defunct Olesmill Nature Preserve, and I didn't want to be around when the sun fully rose above the mountain treetops. Once sunlight hit the plethora of vampire and happy bodies strewn around the sea of pavement that surrounded the preserve's visitor center, it was game over. I'd smelled burning vampire bodies, acrid and heavy, like scorched rubber. More than 40 corpses littered the ground, victims of last night's semi-epic battle. They'd smell it in the city all day. I wandered away from the grisly mess, back toward the line of jeeps that created a barrier between the carnage and the dense forest, past the human hunters collecting goblin corpses for the bonfire. I wanted out before they lit that, too. Even dead and rotting as they were, just the sight of the hunched, oily-skinned goblin warriors set my skin crawling. Voices on the forest side of the jeep trickled over.
You see how she got them inside the visitor center? People can't teleport. That's impossible. Can't come back from the dead, either, but she did. Like a friggin' zombie or something. She moves too fast to be a zombie.
I was being discussed. Not surprising. How often did a dreg bounty hunter get brought back from the dead, lead an attack on a possessed elf, discover she could teleport, and continually heal from...